USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Data collected by the National Institutes of Health show that people who received a shot of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine have a stronger neutralizing antibody response if they receive an mRNA shot instead of a second J&J booster shot. Russia is not one of the 30 countries invited to this week's virtual counter-ransomware summit hosted by the White House. The involved nations will discuss ways to crack down on global cyber criminal networks. The goal is to stop ransomware attacks without having to rely on the Russian government, which has been accused of harboring cyber criminals. The House of Representatives followed the Senate on Tuesday, voting 219-206 right down party lines to raise the federal debt ceiling by nearly a half a trillion dollars and avert a potential default. While Congress has pushed off the debt limit for now, the fight over the final resolution will take place in December. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The United States is reopening our northern and southern borders to vaccinated Mexican and Canadian travelers come November. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The U.S. planning to reopen its land borders to fully vaccinated Canadians and Mexican citizens. As a senior administration official has told reporters, travel restrictions will be eased next month for America's neighbors visiting for non-essential reasons. That will be expanded in early January to any fully vaccinated foreign traveler crossing the land borders. The border restrictions have been in place since the start of the pandemic.
Archaeological evidence indicates that humans first started using tobacco around 12,300 years ago. In a new study published in the journal Nature Human Behavior, archaeologists have been excavating a hunter-gatherer camp at the Wishbone site near the Great Salt Lake Desert in Utah. Inside one of the bodies, charred tobacco seeds were discovered, thought to be a byproduct of chewing tobacco. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Brian Laundrie's lawyer, Stephen Bertolino, called Gabby Petito's death a tragedy on Tuesday after Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue said that her homicide was caused by manual strangulation. Teton County Coroner Brent Blue.
Death by strangulation and manner is homicide. Who committed the homicide is really to be determined by law enforcement. This autopsy included a whole body CAT scan, an examination by a forensic pathologist, anthropologist. So we pretty much covered all the bases. As far as the time of death, we are estimating 3 to 4 weeks from the time that the body was found.
Authorities are still searching for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, who returned to Florida without her after their trip across the western U.S. Microsoft operating system Windows 11 began its rollout last week as the company launched its new operating system to eligible devices on October 5th. Everyone already using Windows 10 can upgrade for free if they have a compatible computer. It should be noted that Microsoft is rolling out the operating system in phases, so your system may not prompt you to upgrade just yet. You still have the option to manually download Windows 11 and check out its features. On your PC, go to Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, and check for updates. If available, you'll see the feature, click download and install. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.